Sagt the Mishnah, there were seven liquid measures in the Migdash. It was the hin, the half hin, the third of the hin, the quarter of the hin, the lug, the half lug, and the quarter lug. Rav Ben Tzadik says the hin measure had demarcations on it, which indicated until this place for the pyre, until this place for the ram, until this place for the lamb. Rav Shimon said there was no hin measure in the Migdash altogether, because what purpose would it serve? There's nothing that's brought in the amount of a hin. Rather, the seventh measure was a 1.5 lugs, meaning a lug and a half, which for that they used to measure the oil of for the chavitim, the kohen gadol, which needed a lug and a half in the morning and a lug and a half in the afternoon. Zoch Digamara Bryce says there were seven liquid measures in the Migdash. Rabbi Yehuda says there were, what were they? They were as follows: the quarter lug, the half lug, the quarter hin, the third of the hin, and the half hin, and the hin is number seven. Rabbi Meir says they were like as follows: they were the hin, the half hin, the third hin, the quarter of the hin, the lug, the half lug, and the quarter lug. Rabbi Shimon says there was no hin measure in the Migdash altogether, because what purpose would it serve? Rather, the seventh measure was a lug and a half measurement, which they used to measure the oil of the chavit and the kohen gadol, which needed a lug and a half in the morning and a lug and a half in the afternoon. They said to Rabbi Shimon, there is a half lug measure over there, so to measure out a lug and a half, all you have to do is use it. It can be filled up three times. Rabbi Shimon said, according to you, why do you need the half lug measure altogether? There's a quarter lug. That can be, so when you want a half a lug, all you have to do is use the quarter lug twice. Everything can be measured like that. Rather, the rule in the Beis HaMikdash is that that a keli that's used to measure a certain amount could not be used to measure a different amount. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir affecting the Gemara? So Rabbi Yechanan answered, the difference is the amount of liquid that's that comes above the rim of the keli. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this amount becomes kaddish as well. And Moshe was instructed to make the quarter lug and then to make the next size keli to be large enough to hold the contents of the smaller size keli with this amount that's even that's above the rim. For example, the half lug had to be large enough to hold two quarter lugs with the amount above the rim. Rabbi Meir holds that the amount above the rim does not become kaddish, and Moshe was instructed to make the hin measure and to then make the smaller measure so that anything over the rim of the hin would not fall in, meaning the half hin should hold exactly a half hin, so that two half hins held exactly one hin, not any of the overage above that. Now the Teretz Abaye said, it may be that even both of you, everyone agrees that the overage is kaddish, or that the overage is not kaddish. They argue regarding the meaning of the word mileihim, that's used regarding the liquid measures. Or Meir says, this teaches that the measures have to be exact, not more or less than the measure. Therefore, the hin must be made first, and from that we get to the smaller measures. Or Yehuda holds that mileihim means that the measures may not be less than they're supposed to be, but they can be more. Therefore, we can even begin making a smaller measure and using that to get to the larger measure. In fact, Mar Vaito, Shimon seems to have answered convincingly that the hin was only used once in history for Moshe to make the Shemana Mishka, and if so, there's no reason to have that measure in the Migdash. And as the Rabbanan say, that if it was there for Moshe, like the Pasuk says, V'shem Azayas hin, and therefore it stays. Rav Shimon holds that the measure was made for Moshe, but since it was no longer needed, they hid it. Rav Bonin says, no, once it was there, it remains in the Migdash, even if it's no longer needed. In fact, Rav Eiter, Rav Shimon says that since the hidden measure was not there, we have to find another measure to put in its place. Why do you have to have a replacement measure? Maybe it's only six. Mar says, because we have a Kabbalah that there were seven liquid measures in the Migdash. If he says the hin was not there, we have to find something else to take its place. In fact, how can Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadik say that there was only a single measure in the Migdash, a hin with demarcations? Doesn't he agree that there were seven measures? And tomorrow, he doesn't have the Kabbalah and therefore does not require it to be seven measures. Another Teretz, he holds that the Kabbalah there has to be seven measurements, but not necessarily that there were seven measuring Kalim. In that one measuring Kalim, there were demarcations. Each one is for a different measure. So his Kabbalah was that there has to be seven different measures. Zok the next Mishnah. What was the revius, meaning the quarter lug measure? What was that used for? It was used for the measure of the revius of water needed for a mitzvah and for the revius of oil of a nazir. What was the half lug measure used for? It was used to measure the half lug of water needed for the saita and the half lug of oil needed for the taida. The lug measure was used to measure the oil for all the menachas. Even if a mincha of 60 sarin of flour was brought, which would according to some require 60 lug of oil, the lug measure was used to measure the oil was filled 60 times. Rabbi Lezer Yaakov says even a mincha of 60 sarin would only come with one lug of oil, based on the pasuk of lemincha v'lug shemen. A measure of six lug, which is the half hin measurement, that was used for the mincha and the sachem that accompany a par. The four lug measurement, which is a third of a hin, that was used for the mincha and the sachem that accompany a ram. A measure of three lug, which is the quarter hin measure, that was used for the mincha and the sachem that accompany a lamb. Three and a half lug were used for menorah, half a lug for each lamp. Reflecting, my Rebbe asks, why was the revius measurement anointed and made kaddish? If it was made to measure the water needed for mitzvah and make it kaddish, that process is done outside the azara, so it didn't need water to become kaddish, which is what happened when it was put in the kli kaddish. If it was to measure the oil for a nazir's mincha and make it kaddish, we have learned that a nazir's bread only become kaddish when the shecht, with the shechting of the ram. After Mar Rechia said it was used to measure the oil for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which needed a revias for each challah. Rebbe praised Rebbe Chia for his answer. Mishnah said Chatzi Lug Mehaya Mishamish. So Rebbe asked, why was the half lug measure anointed and made Kaddish? If it was to make the measure of the water needed for a Saita, that water came from the Kiyah and it was already Kaddish, therefore it didn't have to become Kaddish. If it was for the measure of the oil for the Taida to make it Kaddish, we've learned that the Taida breads become Kaddish with the shechting of the carbon. And for the Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said it was anointed for its use when measuring the oil needed for each lamp of the menorah. Rebbe praised the son for this answer. Rabbi Yechanan and Rebbe said if a lamp of the menorah went out before it was supposed to, and the oil became full of ash, or the wick became ash, what do you do? You clean out the lamp, put in new oil, and you light it. Rabbi Zvika asks, do you put in as much oil as if you were lighting a new thing for the entire night, or only enough to replace the amount that should have been left had the light not gone out? Rabbi Yemi said it has to be you put in the full amount of oil, because it's impossible to know how much oil has already been taken out. And you can't say he measures what's taken out, because there were only seven measures. That would require many more measures. Rabbi Zvika praised Rabbi Yemi for this answer. We find that Rabbi Avo and then Rabbi Yechanan said like Rabbi Yemi as well. So Rabbi Vayter, Rabbi Hunan, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, name of Sheisha, said the lamps that are menorah in the Mikdash were made bendable to allow for a thorough cleaning. He holds that when the pasuk requires the menorah to be kikar and miksha, it refers to the menorah and the lamps. Therefore, these pieces cannot be removed, and the only way to facilitate a thorough cleaning was if they were bendable. Rabbi Marbai says the lamps were removed from the menorah when they had to be cleaned. Sheisha holds a rabbanon who say in Rabbi that the lamps would not be removed, which must mean that they could not be removed. The view of the Rabbanan is the view of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Tzadik, and Abraisa. They argue in the same halachas as other Tanakh and Abraisa, where the Tanakhama says the lamps were part of the kikor of gold from which the menorah was created, and the Nechemiah says the lamps were not part of that. The Gemara explains that they argue based on how they dashed in the psukim written regarding the menorah.